Good morning from Montreal. I'm Nathalie Bernier, Senior Vice President, Strategic and Business Planning, and Chief Financial Officer at PSP Investments. PSP released our fiscal 2019 results earlier today. Our annual report is now available at investpsp.com in the section Our Performance. I'm very pleased to hold this update on our financial results. As part of our commitment to transparent communications with the investor community and our stakeholders. Joining us today are our President and CEO, Neil Cunningham, our Chief Investment Officer, Édouard Van Gilderen, and our Treasurer, Renaud Dejahem. Together, we will walk you through our key achievements during the past year and through our priorities for the year ahead. Let's start with a brief overview of PSP. As you know, we are one of Canada's largest pension investment managers. We were established in 1999 as a Crown corporation. Our mandate is to invest the assets of four pension plans. They are Canada's Federal Public Service, the Canadian Armed Forces, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and the Reserve Force. We are headquartered in Ottawa, and our main business office is in Montreal. We also have offices in New York, London, and we have recently opened an Asian hub in Hong Kong. We manage a diversified global portfolio of investments in public equities and fixed income, and in private markets, such as private equity, real estate, infrastructure, natural resources, and private debt. PSP has a diversified approach to investing from both an asset class perspective and geographically. The year, which ended at March 31st, 2019, has been another year of progress. Halfway through the completion of PSP's strategic business plan, Vision 2021, we reached 168 billion of net assets under management and on track to reach over 250 billion by 2028. Our portfolio return was 7.1% net of all costs and is effectively in line with our policy portfolio benchmark of 7.2%. Notwithstanding some market headwinds, every one of our investment asset classes generated positive returns. We delivered a net return of 8.8% on a five-year basis, exceeding our policy benchmark of 8.1%. We exceeded also our long-term return objective by delivering a net return of 10.7% on a 10-year basis. This is 4.9% higher than our return objective of 5.8% set by the Government of Canada. Over a 10-year period, we generated $48.8 billion of cumulative investment gains above our return objective and $90.1 billion of cumulative net performance income. Our performance demonstrates the benefits of PSP's strategy to diversify the portfolio across several public and private asset classes. This approach produced strong overall returns. We have our world-class team of talented and high-performing people to thank for executing the investment strategy swiftly and expertly. Neil, you've been at the helm of PSP for over a year now. What are your thoughts on our performance and current strategy?
Thank you, Natalie, for walking us through the performance highlights. I continue to be very honored to lead the organization and work alongside such a world-class team. Despite some market volatility this past year that Natalie mentioned a minute ago, our performance shows that our diversified investment approach delivers value for our stakeholders. The evidence is clear. For the annual exercise ended March 31, 2019, our total portfolio generated $11.7 billion of performance income. And as Natalie mentioned, our 10-year return of 10.7% exceeded both the passive return represented by our reference portfolio and the return objective given to us by the government over that 10 years. As many of you know, I've been with PSP for over 15 years, and I've been a member of PSP's executive team since 2007. I was also part of the group that crafted our strategic roadmap, the latest iteration of which is expressed in our strategic plan, Vision 2021. More than halfway through this plan, PSP is transforming and is continuing to solidify its foundations. Our senior management team is fully engaged in execution, and we're well on track to reach our 2021 strategic objectives. In fiscal year 2019, we achieved new milestones in each of the five strategic axes. Under the axis Cultivate One PSP, in July, we appointed Edward Van Helderen to the position of Senior Vice President and Chief Investment Officer. I'm pleased to have him here with us today. He'll cover our investment strategy in a few moments. Edward has the combination of market knowledge, investment expertise, international experience, and leadership skills we require to evolve our total fund approach and our long-term asset allocation and investment strategy. We continue to integrate ESG risk and assessment into everything we invest in to maximize long-term value for our stakeholders. Responsible investment is an integral part of our approach. Our responsible investment team collaborates with the asset classes as they take ESG risk into account in their due diligence and portfolio management processes. During fiscal 2019, our responsible investment group embarked on a three-year action plan to address climate change risks and opportunities for our investment strategies. As part of the plan, we completed an important risk assessment of climate change exposures across our portfolio. I encourage you to read our responsible investment report, which can be consulted on our website in the section Our Performance. Under our second axis, improve our brand locally and internationally. We successfully deployed our new inspirational and aspirational brand, Spot the Edge, across all our communication platforms and business units. At PSP, we highlight the possible and we explore every angle across asset classes, markets, and industries to broaden our perspective and hone in on opportunities that would otherwise be overlooked. We also recognize that diversity is an asset that can help us realize the full potential of our ambitions. In fact, this year we were once again recognized as one of Montreal's top employers. For our third axis, increase our global footprint. Following the opening of our international offices in New York and London in fiscal 2017, we opened a new multi-asset class Asia hub in Hong Kong to help us obtain valuable market insight and build our network at local level. Based on the success we experienced with our European hub, we'll staff the Asian office with a mix of local experts and PSP expats to foster a common one PSP culture and speed up operational efficiency. On the axis of increasing scalability and efficiency, we continue to roll out new and improved systems and processes throughout the organization to increase the efficiency and scalability of our operations. We also implemented a number of cost containment initiatives to ensure our cost structure remains reasonable and competitive. And we finalized preparations for the expansion of our debt issuance program. And we'll conclude with the talent development axis. At PSP, attracting, developing, retaining, and rewarding our people is a top priority. During fiscal 2019, we implemented a new and far-ranging talent value proposition that included, amongst our initiatives, the completion of our employee development and performance management framework, the advancement of a unified corporate culture. To this end, we identified the behaviors expected from all of us in support of our six cultural levers. And last, but certainly not least, we defined our new talent recruitment strategy. Our inclusion and diversity strategy incorporates a wide variety of viewpoints and helped us create a respectful work environment where differences are valued and encouraged. I'm proud to continue to chair our IND Council, which brings together over 60 very committed PSP employees, alongside our Chief Human Resources Officer, Julia Cirillo. As we look ahead, our top priority will continue to be to hone our edge, our quest to spot a unique advantage in everything we do and our responsiveness to investment opportunities. For the final 2 years of Vision 2021, we'll leverage our new capabilities to narrow attention to the next steps as we start the strategic work for Vision 2026. We'll focus on collaboration amongst our teams to better leverage our partnerships. We'll continue to position PSP in the important markets where we want to build strategic partnerships and to invest. We'll support the expansion of our Hong Kong office and build it into a dedicated multi-asset class Asia hub, a region with incredible growth potential. We'll focus on fully integrating and stabilizing the new systems we implemented to support PSP's efficiency and growth. And we want to continuously attract the right talent for all our offices, but most importantly, develop our people and reinforce the PSP culture. As a fast-growing organization and long-term investor, PSP has agility and innovation in its DNA. We're privileged to have a team of world-class professionals whose ideas fuel our investment strategy and drive our performance. I'm proud to say that PSP enters our 20th year of operations as a mature, sophisticated investor and an agile enabler of complex transactions, recognized for its ability to spot the edge.
So what is next for PSP, Neil? What are your top priorities for the coming year?
So we're staying true to our strategic plan, Vision 2021, Natalie. Four priorities support our continued evolution as a global leader among institutional investors: the total fund strategy and management, our presence in Asia, operational efficiency, and talent development and retention. I now want to turn it over to our Chief Investment Officer, Edward Van Helderen. He oversees our total fund strategy group, which includes multi-asset class investment strategies, total fund allocations and exposures, and operational due diligence. Edward also leads our responsible investment and government relations functions. Edward?
Thanks, Neil. Our value proposition is to build a long-term investment portfolio that delivers a higher return than a reference portfolio, but within the same risk profile. The basis for this reference portfolio is the real return target set by the chief actuary and communicated to us by the Treasury Board of Canada Secretariat, which oversees our relationship with the Government of Canada. The current real return target is 3.6% for the next 10 years and 4% longer term. The reference portfolio is a simple portfolio composed of public equities and bonds that could be passively managed at minimum cost. It is designed in such a way that it matches the real return target and provides us the risk budget to add value. PSP Value Add takes place in two steps. The first step is the development of the policy portfolio. The policy portfolio is built as a more diversified, higher-yielding, resilient, and liability-aware portfolio than the reference portfolio. This is achieved by including other asset classes, other geographies, private market investments, and leverage. It articulates PSP long-term target exposure to asset classes and can be seen as our strategic asset mix. The second step is the actual portfolio versus the policy portfolio. The actual portfolio includes active management strategies, which are investment strategies aimed at outperforming a benchmark, and total fund activities aimed at improving the total fund risk-return profile. We pursue a wide variety of active strategies via our internal investment teams and external partners. In fiscal 2019, the CIO group worked closely with all the asset classes, and together we moved to create a better balance between a top-down and a bottom-up approach. This balance provides us with a good starting position to deal with future market developments and to continue to deliver our value add.
Edouard, moving forward, what are our strategic investment priorities?
PSP has been highly successful in growing and managing its portfolio over the past 10 years by taking a bottom-up approach that relied on the expertise and creativity of its asset classes. Our top priority is maintaining our focus on the long term and ensuring that our portfolio is resilient through economic cycles and can deliver on PSP's mandate. There are certain activities, such as analyzing the portfolio sensitivities and steering the portfolio towards its long-term goals, that can only be approached from a top-down perspective. A key focus of our strategic plan is to continue to implement our total fund investment approach, which complements our asset classes' bottom-up perspectives with top-down views and acts on them. As the bull market of the last few years is showing signs of fatigue and net pension contributions are becoming marginal compared to the assets under management, the total fund strategy is becoming more important than ever. At PSP, we truly believe in the power of partnerships and good relationships. This is without a doubt true for our relationship with our stakeholders within the Canadian government, and we look forward to working with them even more closely going forward. On both the investment and the treasury side, we have a track record for building relationships with partners that can provide us with diverse sources of value. This year, we'll take an even more coordinated approach to our relationships with external managers and partners. With most asset managers growing in size and looking for additional yield, there is even more competition to assess quality investment opportunities. We want to be the first to hear about them. Looking forward towards 2020 and beyond, we want to be best positioned to navigate the constant shifts we are seeing in macroeconomics and geopolitics and do our homework in terms of due diligence and risk mitigation. As our asset classes reach target allocation and the number of transactions continues to grow, we will continue to look at divestment as an opportunity to unlock growth. In an economic context where asset valuations remain high, we will continue to look for the rare opportunities that present strong long-term growth potential. As the markets are flush with cash and competition is fierce, protecting our brand and our reputation will also continue to be a top priority. Fiscal 2019 was a solid year for PSP. I'm confident that we're on a strong footing to meet our objectives for the next year and to successfully achieve the balance of our Vision 2021 targets.
Indeed, Edward. PSP has entered a sustained growth phase. We are witnessing scalability throughout the organization. Our operations continue to increase in sophistication, and our recent activities are proof that we're entering a maturity stage. Our debt programs are also performing very well. The future is promising. We anticipate we will reach over $250 billion by 2028. With that growth, the amount of debt we can issue is expected to increase at the same pace. Our treasurer, Renaud Dejaham, will comment now on the characteristic of our credit and borrowing strategy.
Thank you, Nathalie. As a reminder, PSP is a federally sponsored asset manager with an exclusive mandate to invest the net pension contributions of four federal pension plans. We operate at arm's length from the government and have a highly qualified independent board of directors. PSP benefits from very attractive borrowing costs that reflect our strong AAA credit rating. We started taking advantage of our strong balance sheet by issuing term debt in 2008. 11 years later, with net assets of $168 billion, we have slightly over $14 billion outstanding in our capital market debt programs. This amount is expected to grow at the same pace as PSP's assets to maintain a stable leverage ratio. The borrowing programs were established to support our investment activities and enhance PSP's return. We don't need the proceeds for liquidity purposes. We manage our debt programs conservatively, limiting recourse debt outstanding to a maximum of 10% of assets under management. Currently, we are running at slightly over 8% and we expect to remain at that level for the foreseeable future. We have established a clear strategy to diversify our maturities, lower our refinancing risk, and maintain a good balance between short-term and long-term financing. We are committed to launching benchmark-sized transactions to broaden the investor base both domestically and internationally. During the fiscal year ending March 31st, PSP's debt outstanding increased by nearly $2 billion from $12.3 billion to $14.1 billion. We were active throughout the year in money market, mainly via our U.S. commercial paper program, increasing our outstanding by over $500 million. Going forward, the commercial paper programs will continue to be an important and flexible source of funds, but the focus will be on growing our term debt program. At the end of October 2018, we successfully launched a $1.25 billion 7-year issuance in Canadian dollars. The transaction enabled us to expand PSP's yield curve in Canada while continuing to broaden our investor base to over 200 participants globally and providing more liquidity to our secondary market. We are establishing ourselves as a more frequent high-profile issuer. By March 31, 2020, we expect to issue additional term debt or reopen the existing series. The total amount issued will be mainly dependent on the growth of assets under management to keep our leverage ratio stable. Throughout the year, we will continue to be proactive and provide frequent updates to market participants, mainly on our webpage, We Are a Debt Issuer, which I encourage you to explore.
Thank you, Renaud. This brings our update to an end. Thank you, Neil, Edouard, and Renaud for joining us. And to those listening, thank you for tuning in. You can always find more information about our investment performance on our website at investpsp.com. And as Renaud mentioned, you will find more details on our debt issuance activities in the section, We Are a Debt Issuer. Thank you.